Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
In a podcast, two comedians face their toughest challenge yet, to create the superhero they would want to be. With thousands of superheroes to choose from, only one thing stands in their way. A host that is as arbitrary as he is disabled. So I suppose, he sits in their way. Is that okay? Can I say that? Anyway, this is the silliest, superest, heroist podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Silliest Superest Heroist podcast with me, Aaron Simmons. This is the show where we get two comedians to battle out who they would want to be if they could combine different attributes from different superheroes. Today we've got two fantastic guests as ever, and they are going to be picking their favorite head, upper body, lower body, a weapon and power in order to try and impress me and see which one gets to be in our superhero this week. I'm so excited to introduce you to our guest. My first guest is Mr. Ken Cheng. How are you doing, Ken?
Hey, I'm good. I'm well. I'm in San Francisco, apparently.
Yeah, you've flown pretty quickly from West London to San Fran over in seconds, which is impressive. Any reason why you chose the Golden Gate Bridge over any of the other backgrounds?
I think there are a lot of superheroes in the Golden Gate Bridge area, San Francisco.
Yeah, Ant-Man was around there, I think.
Ant-Man,
yes. Only there in Endgame. I watched Endgame last night, so I'm pretty pumped about this. I was also a little bit hungover, so I cried several times. Great. How do you feel about superheroes, Ken? What's
good? I've seen all the Marvel movies. That's mm-hmm. where I'm at. Okay. I haven't read any comics, the film ones I've probably seen most. Superhero, and I've seen the TV show Heroes. I watched all the way to the bitter end.
Wow, that is bad. Committed. Yeah,
It was a bad show. 90% of the show is bad, so it's
season one was sort of okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it gets dramatically worse from there. I can feel. Yeah. Or guest number two really wants to come in on this Heroes chat, so I'm going to introduce him. My second guest is Mark Simmons. Mark, how do you feel about the television show Heroes? Do you have any strong opinions about it?
Well, I was just thinking that I wasn't looking to come in. I was thinking that when you both knew that Ant-Man was at the Golden State Bridge, I just felt out of my depth in this straight away. I've seen Ant-Man, but I don't know anything about Ant-Man, really.
Well, luckily, today, Mark, there's not a huge amount of questions about geography. So you should be absolutely fine. Yeah, as long as you know Ant-Man goes small and occasionally goes big, you're all good.
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd, yeah, he's a very good-looking... You know, Paul Rudd is 50.
Yeah.
Isn't that mad? Yeah. He is a very good-looking man.
Friends was ages ago, wasn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
Clueless. He was in Clueless.
Exactly. A bit harsh straight away, mate. I don't know a lot, but I know stuff about stuff.
Yeah, know stuff about Paul Rudd. Okay, that's a really good start. Should we start with round one, the head?
Round one, the head.
Okay, so here's the deal. You get to pick any head you like of any superhero, and this is going to be your head for the hypothetical discussion that we're going to have over the next sort of half an hour or so. Mark Simmons, if you could have any head of any superhero, which head would you most like to have?
Well, first of all, like earlier, before we came on air, you said that a lot of people spent loads of time preparing this. And then the fact that I asked you the rules yesterday, you were slightly concerned I hadn't put as much effort in. But I would like to say that I have put, like in the last 24 hours, this has really stressed me out a lot. And I had an anxiety dream last night.
Okay.
Where I was meant to be performing and I was in the venue, but I couldn't get there. And I was, my call time had been gone.
Yeah.
And then I woke up. So this has stressed me out. Anyway.
Has that affected any of your choices? Have you chosen somebody who could fly? So maybe you wouldn't be late to a gig, or has that sort of impacted on your choices?
I hadn't made my decision before that. And what I've done is, because I don't know many superheroes, the detailed ones, I'm very basic with superheroes. Sure. I've kind of thought about what I'd want and then Googled which superhero does that.
Perfect way to do it. Yeah, yeah. Great.
Yeah.
So for head, I'm going for Clayface.
Great shout. Yeah, ooh, lovely.
I don't know much about Clayface. I know he's DC.
Yep.
But I know he can change into other people, right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes, yeah.
That has to be the ultimate head, doesn't it?
Sure.
Because you could change into... So whoever Ken picks... Oh, sorry to shit on you already, Ken.
That's okay.
Whoever Ken picks, I can just change into that.
That is a very good point.
And then I change my mind. Although I feel like and Ken's a poker player. I feel like I've shown my hand too early now.
I mean, you had to show your hand because you were going first.
When I was picking, on a superhero level as well, because I think that is the ultimate, because you can just do whatever you want. You can get anywhere. You can find out any information, everything across the board. But I was also thinking along I still want to keep my stand up.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was thinking that that'd be next level impressions.
That's a good point.
That is good.
And also, I could do spit an image, and it'd just be me, and it'd be the real people doing it.
Yeah, I mean that's the sort of the main complaint of people who don't like impressionists. They're like, oh, they sound like them, but they don't look like them. Would you intentionally, if you had the ability of Clayface and you were doing an impression, would you intentionally be like slightly off with the face so people actually thought, oh, it's an impression of someone rather than the actual person? Because if you can change into them exactly, people are just going to think, oh, that's just Nigel Farage.
It's not as impressive, is it?
Exactly. It's got to be an impression of.
Oh, wow. You've come at me hard here.
I think you should keep your own face, but then just do the voice. And
you
then.
Do that.
Yeah, there's plenty of people who can already do that. I think what would be better is
so
if you change his face, but not his voice.
Yeah, but then people will be like, well, he's clearly afforded plastic surgery for this bit.
Then you change like that into the next one.
Yeah,
it's a very quick change.
But I mean, are people knowing you're this superhero or not?
That's it's a very good question. It's
because the production team would have to be in on it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think what would happen is if you were to try and keep your job as a stand-up and sort of make it like a stand-up improviser / impressionist, you'd have to then tell one of the production team that you've actually got this superpower. You treat them badly, they would then become your supervillain, and that's how it becomes a movie, and they're going to try and undercut you and expose you for the freak that you are. Not saying you are a freak.
Wow, that's good. Yeah, that's a good idea. Well, yeah, you put a lot of thought into that. Well done.
Thank you.
That's my pick. And also, just...
Yeah.
So I'm talking too much. Sorry, Ken. I picked my nephew up from school yesterday, and I thought, that's the perfect person to sort of do this with. And he didn't really like my ideas, but he had his own. And I thought, I'll just quickly tell you what he said.
Yeah.
Whenever you eat something, your head turns into a gecko. I mean, go into it.
Very specific, but also it has no sort of real beneficial. Say you were fighting someone, you'd have to have a snack, and then you just eat a snack, and they'd be like, "I'm a gecko" for the bit where you're chewing. I suppose if you had gum, you'd be okay in a fight, but other than that, I think
you could never shout. You couldn't go out for dinner on a date.
Yeah, you couldn't have a nice romantic dinner.
That
you could have it with a gecko.
Yeah.
Okay. cool. But you've gone with Clayface, who would be perfect Clayface. Company at a dinner date because it could be literally anybody that the person wanted. Very nice. Ken, what is your choice for the head?
I was torn, but I think I'm going to end up going with something quite basic, which is Charles Xavier.
Okay.
But specifically the Patrick Stewart version, because it'd be nice to have the head of Patrick Stewart. I think it's a good head.
Okay.
You have a lot of gravitas. So this is partly a aesthetic, that you have a lot of gravitas as Patrick Stewart.
That's a
man who looks like Charles Xavier. And you have all those... Yeah, you can act, but you have all those extra abilities of mind reading and the other things you can do.
Telekinesis, yeah.
The time shit. But you see, the main downside of Xavier is that he can't walk, right? That's the thing that's limiting him in the X-Men world. So if you're just picking his head, then you've got that. You don't have his weakness.
All the power with none of the limitations of needing wheelchair access.
Can he do anything with his head?
Do you have issue with that, Aaron?
I don't have any issue with it. Like the idea that you would pick someone who is disabled.
That wasn't the main reason. That was the
What is this guy gonna like? Let's pick another cripple. He'll be full of all of that.
Let's pick one and then remove the part of him, which makes him disabled.
Yeah.
Because that's how I feel about disabled people.
Yeah. That's how I feel about disabled people. They'd be great.
I feel like I've won this round.
Disabled.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Mark?
I feel like I've won this round.
Yeah. I mean,
if you're picking.
Sure. I mean, it's a sort of an interesting way of going about it. I mean, so yeah, it is a tricky balance because as Mark's point of whoever you pick, he essentially could look like that person. Yeah.
But does he get the powers? Clayface doesn't.
Exactly. He doesn't get the powers of Xavier. So it's just whether or not I want to look like anybody in the world, which means that I can look like Patrick Stewart if I want that authority.
that is true.
But I could also look like Chris Hemsworth or Paul Rudd. Mm. Or anybody.
Or whoever your date fancies.
Exactly. Oh, it's a difficult one. I think as much as telekinesis and mind reading is wicked and a really good superhero power, I think in the real world, being able to change your face at will instantly, it's going to be more... beneficial in the real world, but also more fun. So you can play pranks on people. There's limitless possibilities. And for that reason, I'm going to go with Clayface. It's 1-0 to Mark.
Yes.
Also, I want to keep my blue badge.
I mean, you still have your body.
So. Oh, yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah, I still keep the blue badge either way. But hey, I've made my decision. I'm sticking with it. 1-0 Mark. Let's move in to round two, the upper body.
Round two, upper body.
Upper body, round two. Let's crack on. Ken, if you could have any upper body of any superhero, which superhero's upper body would you have?
I've gone with Dr. Octopus.
Ooh, good shout.
Because it's cool as hell.
Yep.
And we're talking like Spider-Man 2, Doc Ock just goes... fucking nuts.
Okay.
Climbing buildings.
Yep.
Killing surgeons when you wake up, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay. Fantastic. And so that's all you want from it is the sort of robot-y arms that come
big,
out.
Big, fat robot arms.
Okay. Dr. Octopus. What a great shout that is. Just a quick question. Like, are you willing to have sort of the dad bod that comes with the claws? Is that something you should
consider? The Alfred Molina style dad bod. I don't know. I didn't think that far ahead because you've got lots of different versions of Doc Ock.
Okay.
And some are pretty hench, right?
Sure.
You've got the female one in Spider-Verse, and she's got a pretty good upper body.
So you want the female?
Yeah, let's go with the female. With the female. So you've got Patrick Stewart. No, whose head do we have now? Clayface head.
Clayface's head.
Female Doc Ock.
Body. I like it. Yeah.
And you can have a female head, so that works.
That's true. I mean, even with Patrick Stewart's head, I'm fully on board. I think most of the time with this, the way I'm sort of imagining it is, although we've got Clayface's face, and it could be anybody, his resting face would be Patrick Stewart. so we've got Patrick Stewart's head on female Doc Ock's upper body.
Hang on, not yet.
Of upper body. Don't worry, I've got you, Mark. I'm not selling you out yet. what do you want as your upper body, Mark?
Well, I was stuck between two,
mm-hmm.
and one of them was Dr. Octopus.
Okay.
Oh.
So if I lose this, it doesn't really matter to me in the overall scheme of it, because I'll still be happy with Dr. Octopus.
Okay, that's good to know.
And I had another reason, but I don't feel like I want to argue in favour of it.
I think you should help me out.
Just like during COVID, it would be good, wouldn't it? Because then you wouldn't have to worry about washing your hands.
That's a very good point.
So with the overall power, I wanted to go for flying, because I'm really basic in that sense. I've always wanted to fly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to fly Superman-style fly, because it looks effortless.
Sure.
But I don't think I want to waste the actual power bit on just flying.
Yeah.
So
tricky.
I could go for Archangel.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got wings.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Great.
So I think the advantage of the wings over Superman
mm-hmm.
would be, with wings, you're going to be burning calories while you're doing it.
That's a very good point.
Because I think if you could fly like Superman, you would just fly everywhere and then you'd get fat.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't be burning. I don't think Superman burns calories in flying, because he doesn't move really, does he?
No, I mean, he has he has unbelievable metabolism, but because he can eat whatever he wants.
Had an unbelievable metabolism, he wouldn't be as muscular,
but no, that's
he wouldn't be able to put weight on if his metabolism was really.
It's almost like it's not playing by our laws of science. Magical man who can laser stuff with his eyes. No, but he wouldn't be able to be that buff.
Imagine if he was just super scrawny. You could have it. It could make sense.
But yeah, no, I liked that as a superhero though. Oh, wow.
So the wings.
Already, yeah.
Also with the wings.
Yeah.
So if you keep up your stand-up career.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends where you live, but it solved the M25 problem.
Good point.
Because you can just fly and there's no traffic, and that would be much better. And also, you could add the wings in for in a bit of wordplay as well. You could be like, "Oh, I wasn't sure how to get it, but I wasn't sure how to get it, but I thought I'd wing it."
Sure. Okay.
Is that the opener?
Yeah.
I could also argue against Octopus Man because you'd have to be friends or deal with like really dodgy people. Because say something went wrong with one of them, you'd have to get another one from an arms dealer.
Oh god, this is why I've got him on the podcast, guys.
Nice. Fun, isn't it?
Very good at jokes. Fuck does jokes. He does joke. That's his Twitter jokes. Handle and everything. Okay, great. I two really great shouts for the upper body. I don't know the Archangel Gabriel particularly well, but
me neither. I googled it.
Is he from X-Men? Is that a different one from X-Men?
Okay.
Yes, X-Men.
The octopus arms versus wings. You'd say the octopus arms can do more stuff. Like, you can climb buildings, you can do all of that kind of crazy stuff with them. You're right, it would be helpful in COVID. But I reckon not only is being able to fly just way cooler than being able to climb up a building, because you could just fly up any height you're climbing, but the actual aesthetic of having wings is fucking badass. I'm going with Gabriel. It's 2-0.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So we're moving into round three, the lower body.
Round three, lower body.
Mark, what is your lower body of choice?
I feel like this is where Ken's going to make his comeback. I've just looked at my list and for some reason I haven't put enough research into this bit. I don't know why. I just wrote down invisible legs. So my thought process is like the invisible man. And I'm just thinking now, I don't want invisible legs constantly. And I think with the invisible man, isn't he always invisible? Or can he?
I think he is.
You have to put trousers on if you want to see your legs. So my thought is, my background, like I used to compete in taekwondo. And like when you're kicking, if you can't see the legs coming, and it'll be brilliant. Like it's just, there's no defending. As long as you're good at kicking, and if it's me, I am kicking. So that would be ideal. But also, I think I'm being a bit picky. I want to be able to see them when I'm kicking.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not sure if I've got invisible legs, whether I'll be able to. I don't know if I'd be able to kick someone in the head if I can't see. I don't know how much the seeing of my own.
You don't look at your own foot when you're trying to kick someone in the head. You're looking at their head.
Yeah, but you do see it coming into a shop.
I feel like you would know in your head where your foot is, even without being able to see it. I think people can do that.
Oh, Ken's on my side then. That's great.
Yeah, no, I'm back in that specific aspect of it.
And also, if you're fighting someone and suddenly their legs have disappeared, that's going to freak them out for a second to then be able to attack. And you'll be like, oh, why is Chris Hemsworth's legs missing? kicking the head. Or why is Donald Trump's legs missing?
So they're going to be doubly confused. Okay, interesting.
I guess if you're playing football, people would be so scared to come try and tackle you because they'd be like, well, I might.
It's just a ghost ball.
Yeah. Also, how do I even tackle that?
Also, another little point. As we've now got the wings and we're flying, so if you're flying to attack someone and your legs aren't there, they're going to be like, oh, I duck. But they don't realise your legs are going to hit them. That's a nice little attack.
I mean, I think, and I don't want to speak out of turn because I'm not a huge taekwondo expert. And by huge, I mean I know zero about it. I'm guessing if you had any combination of superheroes up against a regular human being in a taekwondo event, you're probably going to win anyway.
But I'm not going up against other superheroes. I'm fighting crime, just your everyday criminals.
So you're not in the taekwondo tournament now. You're just against criminals.
Oh no, I'll do that on the side as well.
Just to get a few.
I always want to be in the Olympics.
Sure.
So you have like normal human legs, but no one can see them, but they're just normal.
Yeah, but mine are pretty, I've been trained since I was five. Like they're quite powerful. I've got good technique.
Okay. Interesting argument.
I told you this was a weak one.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about it is what's super weird to me is the benefit of having invisible legs is, and I don't want to sound like this is sort of completely a disabled person's point of view. If you've got invisible legs, but you can still see your upper body and head, it's not really that beneficial. Like, you still know where the legs are. You can join the dots between the upper body and the ground and be able to work it out.
You can hide in the toilets, basically. You can hide in the toilets, and when they're looking underneath, they'll think, oh, that's empty.
That cubicle is
not occupied. Yeah, but then they come in and do a shit.
They'll open the door, but shit, wait.
Fly above the level if you've got wind. Okay, cool. Ken, you've got a very low bar to try.
Wow, yeah. No, imagine if I went with something even less powerful.
You like to have?
I will go with the Silver Surfer.
Okay, great.
Because it's cool to surf around on a silver surfboard.
That is very true. So in full disclosure, this has been discussed many times in sort of podcast adjacent chats, not on the podcast necessarily, but you don't get the surfboard.
Oh my
with
god.
The so what happens is you get all the powers of Silver Surfer apart from the ability to surf throughout the cosmos.
What?
So, I know. I'm
surely sorry. Surely the legs, surely the lower body is where it's in the region.
Is this mad? I'm gonna win this one.
Not gonna win it. I'm still
thinking, just, I've got an argument against the Silver Surfer anyway.
Okay,
because,
go for it.
Because if you've got wings, there's gonna be an aerodynamics issue, isn't there?
No, I mean, the fact that Silver Surfer can fly on a surfboard means that if he didn't have a surfboard but he had wings, I'm sure he'd be fine.
So what can he do without a surfboard?
What?
What can he do without a surfboard?
Oh, he's super quick and super strong. He's got
his legs. So what? He's fast, like the Flash.
He's not quite as fast.
But if you were able to build a surfboard, could you just?
Yeah, I mean, he'd probably be. Yeah, he could use a regular surfboard. He can definitely.
Yeah, you'd still be able to do it. And you'd have the legs able to do it.
I can't surf, and I've always wanted to be able to be one of those cool surfer dudes. And I definitely wouldn't be able to surf if I couldn't see my fucking legs. It's 2-1 to Ken. I'm thinking the Silver Surfer's lower body. We're back in the game, Ken. We are moving into round 4, the weapon.
Round 4, weapon.
Ken, you can have any weapon you like of any superhero. Ooh. What are you choosing?
Well, I'm now tempted to have the surfboard now that I don't have it, but that wasn't the original plan, but it might fit the whole thing. No, I was going to go with the comical cartoon mallet from Into the Spider-Verse that Spider-Pig has.
Okay, interesting.
It's just a fun little weapon.
What does the weapon do? I can't remember this from it. I have seen it.
I mean, it's just a regular.
It's a regular cartoon hammer, really. It can.
Yeah, it just acts in the way a cartoon does.
Yeah.
So it's quite funny.
Yes, it's a weapon. You'd want to go thwack and.
Do you want a superhero to be funny? Is that
yeah, well, we are still comedians, so
you
could do a bit with the mallet. You could get a guy on stage and just whack him with a cartoon mallet.
You could do an impression of Timmy Mallet with a mallet. I think this is giving you too much, but I'm going to give any cartoon
given they don't do much.
Any cartoon weapon that Spider-Ham can have. I'm not going to give you every cartoon weapon.
Yeah, Spider-Ham weapons.
Spider-Ham, just that Spider-Ham has. Whilst you Google all of the Spider-Ham weapons.
Peter Porker, yes.
I'm going to ask Mark what his weapon is. Mark,
Peter Porker, is that what he's called?
Yeah.
That's great. So I don't know if this counts as a weapon. It's more of an accessory, I think. I don't know. So Green Lantern's ring.
Yeah, absolutely a weapon.
Is it a weapon?
Yeah.
Well, that's... I mean, you can do anything with that. I mean, you can make those weapons.
Cartoon weapons,
cartoon weapons. I feel like that's too basic an answer because it's just perfect, isn't it? It's just
it is really. So what it is it's a great answer if I was asking you this question not on a podcast because it's sort of hard to have sort of banter around.
In that case,
I want to be able to make absolutely anything I want and be able to destroy the world.
That's my choice, but if you want to hear my nephew's option.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You want to hear your nephew's.
Whenever you step in poo, you get a gun that shoots Nutella.
Whenever you step in poo, how often is this happening?
I don't know.
You'd have to go look for poo.
Yeah.
You have to go around.
You have to go, oh, where's the nearest dog shit? Oh, there it is.
Just give me 5 minutes in the park.
And just need Nutella. I don't know how important that's going to be.
Does it have Nutella or does it...
It shoots Nutella. I think he went for the poo thing because I didn't tell you the upper body thing that he said. Okay. He said, whenever someone touches your upper body, they faint. Uh-huh. And then a robot bird does a poo and their face lands in it. So as they faint, this bird poos and then they land in. So I feel like he just got poo on the brain a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, very close with the poo and the Nutella gun. As much as I would like to have a cartoon mallet, what are the other weapons that Spider-Ham has?
It just says any cartoon weapon. It says, I haven't found out what he can do, but you can keep them all in a pocket.
That is true. I mean, the other weapon that you can have is like drawing, like
the door,
on a cave, yeah. and people running into it and all that.
You could drop a piano on someone's head, I think. Does he do that in a film?
Maybe. I haven't seen it since it came out.
Thor's been a cartoon, hasn't it? So you could have Thor's hammer as well, like if that's technically.
No, I think it's like it has to be cartoons from like the
Looney Tunes,
that kind of era.
Oh, okay.
That kind of corner of the universe. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as useful, but it's a good style.
Yeah, I think the thing about it, you know.
Be a kid's entertainer.
Yeah, we've got to think about how we're going to be using these weapons. And yes, the ring is omnipowerful and can come up with anything you want. But if we are going to be into this sort of variety act of being an impressionist, flying onto stage going, oh, need to wing some material. Oh, I think the cartoon mallet is gonna add to our act more than having this ring thing. Like, because you could come up with stuff, but it's also
I've never seen the Green Lantern do anything that fun with the ring. It's always like a massive green fist.
Yeah, considering Ryan Reynolds is so funny, it's quite a serious movie. I know I shouldn't, but I just want to play with a giant mallet that if I whack it in the head.
I strongly disagree with this, but
I know.
Can't go wrong with the cartoon.
An arbitrary reason in order to make it too old to make this final round exciting. We're going into round 5. Power.
Round 5. Power.
So this is the point where we separate it from pre-existing superheroes. You can have any superpower you want. The only limitation is your imagination. And if you picked your superpower to have unlimited imagination, you'd be fine. So, Mark, what is your... If you could have any superpower, what superpower would you have?
Okay, so this is kind of influenced by COVID.
Okay.
So basically, whatever you can do to someone physically, you can do it with your mind from 2 meters.
Okay.
That's... So anything. So it could be fighting. So in your head, you are punching them.
Yeah.
And also, like, it would help with dating during COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've just recently become single and you can't really go dating and do anything physical at the moment. So you'd be able to be at distance and still...
Do they just see it as you're 2 meters away, but they're like feeling...
I mean, they're going to be freaked out. But
I'm worried what you're trying to use this for.
My biggest problem is
nothing creepy.
That is really, really sort of important here. I like how you've gone. Okay, so we've got COVID. I still want to kiss somebody, but you've got to stay 2 meters apart. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a superpower that allows me to kiss someone from 2 meters apart in my head.
Consensual kiss.
Yeah.
Making yourself immune to COVID.
I did write down COVID immune man. Yeah. But I thought this helps with the fighting more. So you can still fight someone and not catch COVID.
Yeah.
You could be flying with the wings above them.
Yeah.
And then you could be beating them up on the ground. And you could do that to everyone, like a whole army. You could be up there and just fighting them all in your head.
That is a good...
Well, how far is this reaching? It's not just 2 meters.
More than 2 meters, you can see not him. More than 3 meters.
If you can see him, okay.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. If you can see him, that's nice.
That's decent. That's decent. If it was just 2 meters, it'd be like, well, I'm firing you, but you could just run at me.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Interesting. Very interesting power, Emma.
God.
Ken. He's come back from 2-0 to make it 2-2. Let's to make it 3-2. I'm guessing probably. What is it?
Well, I always hate it when I've lost something in the house or anywhere.
Yeah.
And I've always thought it would be great if you could just press Control F in the real world and just type the thing that you want to find and it just comes up.
That is amazing. Yeah, that.
So you could just it'll be there. It'll be there in the house, and you'll know instantly. Or you'll be like, oh, okay, I lost it in that street over there. You could also go treasure hunting. You would just know where all the treasures are. You would know where all artifacts are.
Interesting.
But you haven't lost
about your.
No, it's just this is a full Control F on any situation. Oh. So you could just if you walk into a desert, you can Control F, find.
So if you're looking for the bad guy.
You could find a person. Yeah, they just show up.
Oh, that's good.
Wow. Yeah.
Do they show up or do you go where they are?
No, I think they just show up. I don't want to be too greedy. I think you could just... they just are there.
It shows where they are.
It is just how Control F works. Yeah, so it will be a list of... Oh, okay. There it is.
Control F on life is absolutely the way to go. It doesn't mean that you don't lose anything. If you lock yourself out of your house, you still have to break in, but you can find a spare key. I think it's great. I'm going with Ken's Control F on life. There we go. It is 3-2. He has come back from 2-0 down with a very dodgy VAR decision in round four. But Ken has done it. It is 3-2. You are today's winner, Ken. It means that you get a bonus aesthetic-based attribute to add to our superhero. So you can have anything you like, but you can't use it in any kind of functionality. What would you like to add to our superhero?
I'm going with Killmonger's... The things on his chest, the little dots, the little bumps.
What a great shout that is. What a beautiful man Michael B. Jordan is. What Killmonger, great shout. We can absolutely...
That is a good look. That is a good look.
Yeah, the dots on his chest.
Got wings, you've got the dots.
Yeah. Okay, great. That is our superhero done. We have just got one more thing to do. We have got to name our superhero. So we have... Clayface's face, which can be any face we want, but our resting bitch face of a face is going to be Patrick Stewart. We have the upper body of Archangel Gabriel as our upper body with Killmonger's scars all over it. We have the Silver Surfer's legs. We have a cartoon mallet as our weapon, and we have the power to find anything we've lost by Control F on any bit of life. That is the superhero we've got. We've got to come up with a name for him. What is your initial ideas? What are you thinking?
I like the idea of Control Freak.
That's good.
That's a good shout. The only question... Right, okay. The only question that I have is imagine you're emceeing this variety act. You've got to welcome to the stage. Control Freak. Absolutely. Yeah, we've got Control Freak. Done. That is the quickest we've ever named.
That is strong. If only we had the control, the mind control or something else.
Oh my God.
If
only one of you chose time travel as your power, then we could go back in time, choose who's Professor X, and then we'd be complete control freak. But no matter what, we can still look like we're in control with Clayface. That is our superhero. We've got Control Freak, and that is due to my wonderful guests, Mr. Mark Simmons and Mr. Ken Cheng. Thank you very much, guys. I will see you guys next week on the Silliest, Superest, Heroist podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Silliest, Superest, Heroist podcast. Created by Aaron Simmons. And produced by Gag Reflex. If you want to get in touch with the show about any inaccuracies in this episode, don't.
Okay, so what I would say, Mark, is that I don't want to hear many more of your nephew's answers because I want to have him on the podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.